So to begin with, would you tell me your full name, the country you are from, and your title here at the ICTR?
My name is Jorge Sierra Alta. I am from Peru, but I spent more than 22 years in Russia because my father was a member of the Communist Party. So I was educated in Russia. And my title is I am the staff counselor. Yeah, so I look after the psychosocial needs of the staff, the well-being of the staff.
Can you walk me through, my understanding is you have worked for the UN in many roles. Can you walk through, describe your timeline with the United Nations?
Yeah, I started working in Russia with refugees, with UNHCR, just providing psychosocial support to refugees. Then I moved to Congo, and I worked with DPKO. Then after that, I worked in Afghanistan, and I also provided assistance to staff working in Pakistan. And then since March 2008, I moved to RCTR, Arusha. So it has been a change, yeah. So, but I've been always doing psychosocial support with the UN, and previous to the UN, I've been always, I am a clinical psychologist, and I am a PhD in clinical psychology, and I graduated from the St. Petersburg State University in Russia, yeah.
Can you just, thank you very much for that, can you go back to that and actually give me the years that you were sort of rough, 1-2 years, or and also you used DPKO, I don't know what those terms
DPKO,
are.
Yeah.
So go back and do the same, but with the time, and then talk out the acronyms. That would be very
okay,
helpful.
I worked for the, in 2000, I started working with the UN. Previous, I worked with the Red Cross. So I had experience with the Red Cross. Then I started working with the United Nations Agency for Refugees, UNHCR. And then I moved to DPKO. DPKO is the Department of Peacekeeping Operation. So I worked in Congo for almost 2 years. Yeah, and I was also providing psychosocial support to staff, to military troops. I was providing training on stress management, conflict resolution. So and I managed a team of, that time we were 3 people. Yeah, so. Now, because this business of psychosocial support to staff has been growing in the UN, now, like in the mission in Congo, they have about 7 or 8 counselors. So, but when we started, there was the time that the UN did not pay probably too much attention to the psychosocial needs of staff. But then later on, I mean, it was understood that investing on well-being of staff is very important because it reduces staff turnover, it improves morale, and it's better health for the staff. So,
do you know was there a counselor here before you? The history here at the ICTR.
At RCTR, people, there was not any counselor per se. People used to do counseling, but without being a counselor. So it's like somebody providing medical care without being a medical doctor. So I have to change a little bit the mentality also of this, because everybody used to call themselves counselors. So, and many people used to feel that they are counselors because they provide counseling. I said, you do provide also medical care and you are not a medical doctor. So. That has been a little bit challenged at the beginning, but I think because of the publication that we have every month and the training activities, it has been creating a big awareness of what counseling means. Of course, there is a lot of stigma. Yeah, there's a lot of stigma for people to come in and to come and see us. So there are times that people don't want to lock the door because they might feel that the problems are too big. Yeah. So I have a client who, I think a few days ago, they say, I want to stay only 15 minutes because if I stay, more than 15 or 20 minutes, people might think that my problems are too big. So it's a lot of a stigma attached to the to counseling services.
So have you noticed that in the other places that you have worked?
Yes, it's not only here. We do see, we do see in general. Of course, it's changing. This is changing, but people still they feel that something is wrong with me. If I come to see, it's a lot of I would say stigma attached. That if you go to see the counselor, it means that you are mentally unhealthy, or you are not able to cope on your own, which is not true. And very often people come, because I have coffee machine, I have biscuits, so people come sometimes for a short chat, but a short discussion, but they stay, and then we discuss issues. But I don't force people to talk, and we keep this all the conversation very confidential, because I think that also makes people feel good, that I repeat several times that what you are telling me is confidential, it stays only here. So while we are just having a piece of, biscuits, we are talking.